"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Very entertaining chase right now going on. And it's a large white van driving on the wrong way on Valley View Avenue. And they keep replaying earlier video that showed him trapped in a parking space. It looked like in some kind of apartment development. Not sure, but he was trapped in a parking space and a cop car directly behind him, lights flashing, and he just goes forward, backs up, forward, backs up, forward, backs up, maybe a dozen times, and eventually pushes the cop car out of the way and then spins around and takes off. I'd never seen that, and the cop didn't do anything to stop him. He just kept
shoot him.
Boom, 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 boom.
Why do we tolerate this?
I'm watching this. I knew it was on tape, so I knew he had gotten away with it. But I thought, well, they're not going to shoot his tires out. They're not doing anything. And he just kept banging.
It's a stolen van, I take it?
Yeah, it's a stolen. It's a real big, like, workers' van.
Oh.
And now he just drove up into,
wow.
Yeah, over a curb and a grass area onto a parking lot, and he's skidding through the parking lot. The car's fishtailing. Now he's back on the road, and he's on the wrong side of the road again. Wow. He just came out of a warehouse parking lot. He's been mostly in Anaheim. I don't know where he is now.
Now he's Whittier.
Whittier. Now he's going to Ray's house. And
Kranz Avenue.
So, I think he just lost a tire.
Oh,
50
baby.
miles an hour.
Yeah, look
yeah,
at that.
He did.
Sparking out of the left rear wheel. Yeah, I wondered if they were going to ever do any damage. He not only pushed that police car out of the way by backing into it repeatedly, but then he nearly went head-on with another cop car that it was trying to block his exit, but he just squeezed around it.
Eric says that he hit a Tesla when he was getting off the freeway.
Yeah, earlier. He was getting off the 91 freeway, and there was a small gap in between the two cars, basically, a Tesla and another car, and he thought about trying to shoot through the gap, decided against it, and then he was like, you know what, screw it, I'm going for it. Goes through, hits the Teslas from the side, and the mirror goes flying like 20 feet. And then I think he probably lost the tire from driving over so many medians and curbs and stuff, because he's done that a bunch so far.
He's on Imperial Highway going down the middle lane, and he's thrown off a lot of sparks. He's just driving on a rim for the left wheel. Look at all those sparks, like big, almost flames coming out of there. Wow.
Now he's in another parking lot. Looks like a gas station. Well, now he's going out of the parking lot. Ooh, almost hit a car.
Pulls into traffic and nearly rams into a car.
And he just did the same thing.
He just hit a car. And now he is stuck in between two cars. Oh, now the cop is right on his rear end.
He's stopped the van after he got wedged between a car on his right and his left. One is a parked car on the right. The other was a car on his left that was stopped in traffic.
He's burning out right now. He's trying to get away from this cop, but he can't move.
Oh, that's right. He's spinning his tires, so there's a huge amount of sparks shooting at the police car.
Is the van going to blow up?
Yeah, where's the gas tank?
The gas tank is in the back on those vans. That I know for a fact, because I've driven vans like that.
That is...
Oh, look at all the smoke coming
out.
That
is a lot of sparking and a lot of smoke.
You see the kind of circle about midway through the panel on the side? That's the gas tank right there.
Look at the left wheel, how it's glowing from all the friction of spinning around and around on the pavement. I think it's almost catching fire there, is it
this
not?
This guy needs to get out, or it's going to be pretty ugly.
It's on fire.
Yes.
The cop had to back away from his car.
The thing's going to explode. Yeah, now it's fully inflamed, the rear axle.
He's trying to get away. You can see him. He's steering, trying to steer ferociously.
He's still spinning the wheel. Does he know that it's on fire and there's smoke coming out of the right side? That tire maybe is compromised.
Now the engine's steaming.
Yes. This is going to blow up. I have a feeling the TV coverage is going to be pulling out soon because look at this.
There's smoke pouring out of the engine, smoke pouring out of the right rear wheel, fire pouring out of the left rear wheel.
Cop has his gun drawn.
Gun's not going to help.
It doesn't look like this guy is going to get out.
What is he on?
I saw in the replay earlier, he was in a black sedan first, and then he hopped out and then got in this car in the van in that residential area.
All right, finally, the back wheel has stopped spinning, but a fire continues. You could see underneath the car. And there's smoke coming out of everywhere. The engine, the right side of the car. And now there's three police cars behind him.
He's like, he jumped out. He's running.
Yeah.
He got out the passenger car.
Oh, there he does. He just jumped on top of the other car that was next to him, and now he's running.
He's making a break down the sidewalk.
He's got white shoes, black pants, sweatshirt, hat.
Yeah, buddy, you're going to get away.
I think he's looking for another car.
Oh, he might carjack somebody.
Well, this is the second car.
He's running through traffic. Now he's crossed the street. He's on the opposite side of the street, somewhere in Whittier. And he's bypassing the cars. He's losing steam now. Not in very good shape. Slowing up.
It's been a tiring day.
Cop just pulled up on him. Oh, he missed them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's still on the run.
That. Yep. He's made a left turn.
Oh, gosh. There's a neighbor with a dog trying to get away. Now the guy's coming over to the guy with the dog, and he's trying to get into his backyard.
Yeah.
Now he's in the backyard trying to get lost in between the homes. He's disappeared from...
He's in a different backyard now. He hopped the fence.
Yeah. Now he's running in under a carport of a second home. It's getting dark and hard to see. Channel 7 is trying to use some night vision to pinpoint him, but he's disappeared.
Well, he might have broken into that house, which is pretty scary. Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, there's a dog out there. There's two dogs barking at the guy.
Three dogs.
He just opened a sliding glass door. Three dogs, you're right. He just went into a house.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Inez Street.
Pretty big house. And the dogs were little yippy dogs.
Yeah, they're going. One of them is... They're trying to get in.
They didn't do any good.
Oh, he's fighting with someone in the house. They just ran out.
Oh, gosh. Look at that.
Look. Oh, he's being chased out of the house by several other adults.
Oh, somebody's getting hit.
Look. Oh, they're punching each other, pulling on his hair. Is that
a
woman?
And the
woman
dog
is trying.
Too.
The woman who was in the house. Oh, my God. He's got a weapon.
Oh, no.
No.
The guy who was in the house has a weapon. He stole the guy's truck.
Oh, my goodness.
He stole the guy's truck from the house.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a truck with a ladder on the back.
This is the third car.
The guy in the house had a weapon of some kind.
And his dog was attacking the guy, too. Nothing stopped this guy.
Yeah. Now he's driving down whatever road that is, Carmenita Road in Whittier, and he's trying to squeeze through traffic.
Took off about four more mirrors right there.
Yeah, something went flying off another car. Now he's in the fast lane. He's on Leffingwell Road near Lewis Avenue in Whittier. He's got some open space now. Was the key in that truck?
Or he grabbed it from one of those guys.
Or grabbed it as he ran out the house from a key ring or something.
Yeah, he got it started immediately as soon as he jumped in. Now he's going down the right lane of Imperial Highway. He's pulling into a parking lot. Looks like a gas station, maybe.
Yeah, another one. Now he's out.
Now he's made a right turn onto Shoemaker Avenue.
This is the third car this guy has stolen today. This is number three.
This guy's got stamina.
Ray says this is South Whittier, not where he lives.
Oh, just to be clear, this kind of thing wouldn't happen. Anyway, Shoemaker Avenue and Beatty Avenue right now. He's going down the left lane of a boulevard. Now moves over to the right lane as he weaves in and out of traffic. And he's picking up speed. That's a pretty good one.
Wow.
That was real drama.
That was.
You had at least three people coming out of the house,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, and those three dogs. And one of them, the bigger dog, was biting him.
Three
and nothing stopped him.
Were they pulling on his hair? It looked like the woman was pulling on the guy's hair.
No, it was pulling on his shirt to try and hold him back from the guy.
Oh, I see. Oh, he was trying to, I guess she was pulling on another family member.
Yeah, she was pulling on a family member of hers to try and get him away from the guy who stole the car.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. It's John and Ken show and our stolen pickup truck in Whittier at Sorensen Avenue and Washington Boulevard. A guy who's been in three separate cars tonight. He's done a lot of crazy stuff. His second car, he almost blew up because he was spinning so hard on a metal wheel. He'd blown out the tire that there was fire coming out from the wheel, smoke coming from the engine, smoke coming from the other back tire. He actually stormed someone's house. Three adults and three dogs chased him through the house out to the front driveway, and he then stole one of the cars in their driveway, which is actually a big, is it a pickup truck with a ladder in the back?
It's got a ladder on it. How do you get somebody, I don't understand any of this. How do you get somebody's car keys and just take their truck? People you don't even know, you stormed into the house. It makes no sense to me. Unless he did have a weapon and he drew it on them and said, give me your keys. It makes no sense.
Maybe. But if they were afraid of him, they three adults chased him out.
The car keys were in there and he just started it up.
Yeah. I mean, their back door was not secure. He went through a back glass door. And the dog.
Right, but how did he get the truck keys? I don't get it. I saw them on a rack, picked them up and said, I'm going to go out there and drive that truck.
Threaten them, or they were in.
It all happened so quick, it's hard to believe that much happened. But.
Well, as soon as he jumped in the car, he took off. So he either had them in his hand or they were already in the car.
Yeah. No, so he's still in Whittier, right?
Yeah, he's on Reichling Lane. He's in a residential section now. Hmm. He was driving on the wrong side of the road frequently, and he was squeezing between cars and knocking off their mirrors and sideswiping along the way.
I guess we know he doesn't want to give up.
Yeah, usually these guys
just lay flat on the road at some point when they get in these situations, but this guy is just...
Well, he jumped out of the second car because that thing was going to blow at some point.
That's a van, yeah.
Yeah, the van. And then he ran down the street until he ended up in this resident's house.
Yeah. So. Are they even chasing him with police cars? They're just doing this from the air.
Sometimes they had police cars on him. I have to say, the police did a terrible job in catching him. I mean, between him... Well, the other thing he did... He was hemmed in by one of the cop cars in a parking space at some development, and he just kept going in reverse and banging and banging and banging on the police car until he pushed it out of the way. And he did that repeatedly, 10 times maybe.
Well, they want to ruin taxpayer-funded cars.
I just can't believe he didn't get swarmed, and they didn't corner him. And then he got away when he left the second car that was on fire.
It's our soft criminal justice system. don't hurt the criminals.
Yeah, it's just not been a good response by whatever.
He's just stealing cars here. It's not like he's a murderer.
He's now crisscrossing through a parking lot, shopping center.
Oh.
And, boy, if anybody's in the way, he just.
Ray says he's in his area now. That's the market he goes to.
Does Ray know this person? Ray, you want to give him a call? Tell him to turn himself in?
That's right. If you're a friend of Ray Lopez, please call the station. And tell us what your demands are. So now he's flying down Gregory Hadley Street in Whittier. Get out of the way.
Yeah, this is what I mean about these things. This could go on an hour just watching this guy drive. I get the appeal when something exciting happens, like he jumps in people's homes, but it's just a guy driving for...
No, I know. Now it's slowed down.
Yeah. Do you think at some point he'll find a freeway and we'll start that again, right?
You know, he has stayed off the freeways.
Has he?
He's been mostly on the boulevards, and then he sometimes cuts through gas station parking lots or shopping center lots and goes down residential streets. But he stayed primarily in Anaheim and Whittier.
Well, we call in our expert, and what they say is these guys usually end up going to a place that they know. So they're more familiar when they're driving around this fast and crazy.
Now, they're showing earlier video where he was flying down the 91 in a black car. This was the first car he was in before he got into the
van. And that
van.
Was stolen, too?
We're not 100% sure that the black car is stolen. We don't know that.
What are the odds?
But
seems like a nice car.
And where was that? That was Anaheim?
I believe that was in Anaheim.
Yeah.
So we know he stole the van in Anaheim, and now he ended up in Whittier, where he stole this truck.
No, they're now replaying his greatest hits.
They keep splitting the screen to show previous.
And now they're replaying where the police car comes up, and he's backing the van into the police car. Let's see how much they run of this. He did it once, because he was really trapped to the curb. Twice, he bangs it. The policeman opened the doors.
Oh, they're showing that again?
Yeah, they're showing it again. He can't get over the curb because there's a fence in front of him, a gate. So they've shown him like backing into the car at least four times now, but he still hasn't made much progress. He's got a lot more banging to do. There's five bangs, and he pushed the car a little bit more there, six. And the cops aren't doing anything to slow him down here. Seven. There's the seventh bang. He still hasn't pushed it back far enough. Pulls up to the curb again and hits it. Oh, no, now he doesn't need he swerves around it, and now he has to do a 3-point turn to pull out of this development. I guess it was like an apartment complex. And now they're showing the third car that he stole. Live pictures. He's on Alta Avenue.
This is another van with the keys inside? How do you do this?
Yeah, this is the van with the keys inside and the ladder on the back.
Who's leaving their keys inside? I don't understand.
Unless he threatened the family and said, I'm going to kill your dog if you don't give me your keys.
Well, I'm talking about the white van he stole earlier.
Oh, yeah.
He just hopped in that. He come running across the parking lot, hopped in the white van, as John said, made the maneuvers to get out of the parking space with a cop car trying to block him in. But like, was that car, that van had keys too?
He pulled into that
so
spot.
So what happened to the old hot wiring or anything more complicated to steal a car?
No. He's on his way. He's back on Beverly Boulevard, I guess still in the Whittier area, Beverly Boulevard and Painter.
Well, Avenue. Angel will give us an update in a few minutes.
Santa Fe Springs.
Oh, he's in Santa Fe Springs. Yes. He's parking?
Yes,
he's
he is.
He's backing up.
He's turning around in this residential street that had slanted parking. He's going back on a main road, back in action here.
All right, well... There you go. It's a truck chase now. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640.
So we'll keep up on the chase when he crashes into something.
He's on a freeway now?
He's on the 60 freeway in the carpool lane.
I knew a freeway would be coming back. Oh, what happened?
Carpool lane he was in illegally.
What?
You
sure he's alone?
Yes, he's definitely alone.
John, you do that every night.
Is this the 91 toll lanes? it's the 60. No.
He's the 60. So he finally found a freeway to
Going east, huh?
Yeah, going east. headed for
Where's
the desert.
Where's the traffic? It should be heavy traffic.
No, he's fine. He doesn't have any problem. And when he needs to, he has the carpool lane because nobody takes the carpool lane. It's a wasted lane.
And there's so much they can show at the split screen because a lot happened earlier.
Yeah.
So they can still relive that every couple of minutes.
This guy left a great collection of highlights.
He did. This is
one of the busier carjackers I've seen. Car thieves.
What is the record for consecutive stolen vehicles during a chase? That's what we need to know because he's on at least two, right?
Right. And
we don't know about that first car yet, do we?
No. Oh, you think it was his?
The first car that they were chasing him in?
Just based on his behavior. It's hard to
believe. Before he stole the van, then he stole the pickup truck.
If he's in a car, why does he have to steal two more?
They're showing him running again. He's a young guy. I would say he's probably only in his 20s, maybe not even.
Yeah.
Let's see if he has a prior record.
I'm watching that family fight him in their driveway.
Yeah, they keep showing that, too.
I love the dogs. The dogs were doing the best they could, but they were just too small. They weren't big enough to go for his crotch.
What, he beat off two adults or three adults and three dogs?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's...
And has been in three cars.
Three cars. All right, so if you're out there in traffic on the 60s heading east, yeah, he's in the carpool lane.
Yeah.
Bad.
Boy, bad citizen.
That's what's going on. Quick update on the election results. And, of course, the big one in the city of L.A. is the mayor's race. Between Rick Caruso and Karen Bass, we're not going to know much until Friday. In case you haven't heard, our friends at the LA County Registrar of Voters say that the next update on all the voting in LA County will come on Friday.
They're overwhelmed. There's too much to do. We're sitting here counting and counting and counting. 3, 4, 5, 6. We have headaches.
Well,
this
they
is
have
boring.
To. They have to go through all of the mailed ballots, which can still come in for another week. Almost another week, they can still be collecting mail ballots. Whether people dropped them off in those lockboxes or sent them to the U.S. Postal Service, they get 7 days from yesterday to get to the registrar's office. So they're going to wait for that. And then, of course, they have to scrutinize the mail ballots for the signatures and the addresses and all that stuff. So it takes long.
Yeah.
See, John, you voted by the machine, and that's just a tabulation.
Well, when everybody voted by the machine, we'd get the result at 10:30.
People were too lazy to go to the machine,
so
we came up with everybody gets a ballot. If you want to mail it in, go ahead.
You know, that, with the old machine, you just went zit. You know, right? You pulled down a lever, and it gave you the numbers.
Zit,
zit. That was the sound it made. Why this is? I've just never seen something about this progressive civilization. They'd like to go backwards. Let's go. Let's get rid of cars and take bicycles. Let's get rid of airplanes and take trains. Let's get rid of automatic voting and vote by mail.
They're always frustrated by the low turnout, so they're trying to figure out ways to get people to vote somehow.
Now they just have like low class turnouts.
So just like on primary night, June 7th. Rick Caruso's ahead. That's the frozen vote count that we have right now. But who knows with Friday's update, and then I think they'll come back again on Monday or Tuesday with another update, and they're going to do this into December is what they figure they might have to do. They have until, I think it's the first week of December to certify the results.
What if they don't have it done?
Then the Times warned about this. Election month, John. It's not election day anymore. It's month.
Bad system.
Sitting there at Thanksgiving, still wondering if Rick Caruso won.
Bad system. Honestly, this is third world banana republic stuff. Taking a month to count for a mayor's race?
Good news, too, from the council race. Mike Bonin's gone. The two people that want to replace him, the one we like better, Tracy Park, is in the lead. Again, though, we won't have an update on that until Friday. She's up by actually 10 points, but... not as many votes as obviously in the LA mayor's race. She is wanting to come on our show tomorrow.
Yeah. So we'll talk. Wonder how many mail-in ballots there are from people on the West Side, because that's a wealthier group.
I would think a lot, because they just consider themselves too busy to stand there in a line like you did. Or
Nah, a lot of them sit around all day doing nothing.
They
do. A lot of old people.
The West Side's full of old people?
Well, yeah, because you have to be around a while to make that much money.
And then you hold on.
Right? Oh yeah, there's no young people where I am.
Me neither.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, honestly, you can't afford to live there. It's impossible, except for, you know, people's kids.
No, and because property taxes don't go up much thanks to Prop 13. Right. People are hanging out of their houses longer.
You kidding me? My local grocery store, about 10 in the morning, you wouldn't believe what's in there.
All lined up with you to get their bagel.
Just you know, it is. It's like a nursing home.
They looks like the LA County Sheriff, though, Alex Villanueva's in trouble. It would take an amazing comeback with the rest of these mail-in votes for him to get back ahead. Now, again, in 2018, he was losing on election night to the incumbent Jim McDonnell. But as we watched with much distress back then, the mail-in vote eventually went his way. I remember that night. People remember they were lined up waiting to vote at midnight, or
yes,
they kept the polls open rather past 7 or 8 because there were people still lined up.
There were hours worth of people standing in line.
I don't think that happened last night. I didn't hear any report to that. But there's still going to be a lot of mail-in vote because back in 2018, not everybody got a ballot in the mail.
Right.
What happened in 2020 and the pandemic changed everything. California decided everyone gets a mail-in ballot. Mail it in if you want, or vote in person. So that just makes this whole thing slower. And that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, we wish him the best, but it doesn't look good for him to retain his position as LA County Sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with people. The guy cleaned up homeless encampments, big ones. You would have thought everybody in Venice would have voted for him, right? He should have got 100% of the vote in Venice. But all those weirdos probably voted against him.
Newsom won easily. The gambling propositions went down to defeat, both of them. As far as Congress is concerned, well, it's a bit of a cliffhanger for the Senate. Although the way I read it, it could end up 50-50, the same as it was. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen there is Georgia is having a runoff vote in December between the two candidates, Warnock and Walker, because they didn't get 50%.
Yeah. The only other state that's really hanging is Nevada.
It is Nevada.
Adam Laxalt, the Republican, was up by about 2.5 points. Yeah, I think Arizona is going to go Democratic, and
Nevada is going to go Republican.
It seems that way, but
yeah,
it's going to be close.
Yeah,
and then you got Herschel Walker is going to have to try to find a way to make sense in the final.
I think he was a little bit behind Warnock, but in the runoff, this Libertarian who got 2-something% won't be there, so those votes will be up for grabs.
I wonder how many I forgot from a couple of years ago when they had those runoffs, what was the voter turnout?
Because that's a good question.
One of those guys won the original race, but his name was David Perdue. He lost the runoff.
Oh, that did happen, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that. All right. All right, we got more coming up, and of course, we'll keep you apprised on this bizarre police chase where a guy has now been in 3 different vehicles running from the cops. Well, he's not in Whittier anymore. He's making his way east on the 60.
Colima Road now and Hanover Road it says the East San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, he got off the freeway?
He's off the freeway now, and he's on a main boulevard.
Like I said, these people tend to go where they know, so I wonder what's going on here, but all right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to be giving away on KFI 4 packs of tickets to Disneyland because magic is holidays at Disneyland Resorts. And KFI wants to send you to experience the festive joy you've been dreaming about. Magic is also Sleeping Beauty's winter castle covered in festive lights, the Disney Festival of Holidays, and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Magic in the Holidays is the holidays, November 11th through January 8th. Both tickets and park reservations required. You have to visit Disneyland.com for important details and offering subject to capacity restrictions, changes without notice. Keep listening for your chance to win right here on KFI. This is foul news. We've been occasionally covering the Harvey Weinstein trial. And the latest is Harvey Weinstein's pants are falling down in court. And the defense attorney made a special request asking the judge if it's okay for Weinstein to wear suspenders. So I guess the jury wouldn't be forced to witness something horrific. Because based on what we've been told about his equipment downstairs, you wouldn't want to have that kind of an accident. His defense lawyer on Wednesday confirmed that Weinstein has been struggling to keep his pants on. So the attorney, Mark Werksman, began the afternoon session by asking the judge, Lisa Lynch, to wear the suspenders. The judge said it was fine with her. She just doesn't want to see those testicles on his thigh, as long as he keeps those covered. And has to fall within sheriff's rules. They have rules on suspenders. Werksman also asked for Weinstein to get dental care. And also he's been complaining about his holding cell, that it's been really disgusting and dirty and smells bad. He was also moved from his position at the defense table because he was staring at the jury. He has a walker and a wheelchair. His pants are falling down. And sometimes he doesn't stand because I guess he's afraid they're going to hit the floor. He seems to have problems with anything below the waist. Oh, yes. We've got breaking news about the Pastathon now. The 12th annual KFI Pastathon is coming soon. Here's an exciting announcement. This year, along with our partners at Smart and Final and Barilla, Wendy's locations in Southern California will be joining us to raise money for Katarina's Club. Starting November 16th, walk into any Wendy's in Southern California from Santa Barbara to San Diego and donate to the KFI Pastathon. 100% of your donation goes directly to provide meals to children in need in our local communities. Now, for all the details on this year's event, this year they're going to do a live broadcast of the Conway Show. Go to pastathon.com. That's pastathon.com. So November 16th is the day you can go into a Wendy's and donate to KFI. Now, back to the car chase. We haven't forgotten.
He was in a cul-de-sac and somehow got out of it.
He was in a cul-de-sac.
He was in a cul-de-sac, had like four cops on him, and then drove up onto the sidewalk and got out of the cul-de-sac, and now the cops are still chasing him.
I missed that.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to see a rerun on that. How the hell did he get away from four cars in a cul-de-sac? What, this guy's like a Houdini.
He drove up onto the sidewalk and went past the cops.
But why doesn't anybody get in his way? Why don't they
like,
block off all the... Man, this is a really sad performance by...
There were literally two cop cars blocking the street, so he couldn't get through the actual street, so he decided to drive onto the sidewalk and went around them.
What police agencies are in charge here?
That's a good question.
I know, this is a sad performance. Embarrassing, really. You can't have four cop cars on one truck in a cul-de-sac and let the guy get away. After he barreled his way through a cop car that had him jammed and stuck in a parking space at an apartment complex. Unbelievable. Conway's here. Well, look, we got something ready-made for you.
Yeah, the pursuit right now, there's a little-known Orange County municipality that's following this. They have the lead car in this thing. It's the city of Keystone. Have you heard of Keystone? but, man, oh, man, this is his third car. Yeah. This guy is not even this car is not even registered to him. He just picked it up like an hour ago. And now he's he's handling it pretty well. It's on channel 7. It's on channel 4. This chase will not end.
Did you see him steal the car out of the driveway?
Twice.
Yeah.
He stole the van. Then he stole the car.
He had three people from the house and three dogs on his rear end, and he got away from them.
If there ever is a guy that should teach a master class on how to do this, this is the guy.
I mean, he must be doing this all his life. He's in La Habra Heights now.
Yeah, look at him tooling around like there's nothing going on.
On Hacienda Road and Reposado Drive.
If when they get close, you can see through the window, he has some scratch-offs that he's doing as well.
He's parking now on the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, here it is. Boom. Oh, that tire must be out. Look at that. I mean, that every single guy he passes right there is in danger of losing his life.
Driver's side front tire.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, it's done.
Did you see the second car with a fire started in the rear?
But look, this poor family who had this car stolen, this truck stolen, that's their livelihood. That's his work truck. He can't go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's going to be out of work for 6 weeks while they repair that truck.
Yeah.
And how's he going to make money?
That's why he was chasing the guy with a weapon.
Yeah, here he is. Now this is going to come to an end. The cops are on this guy's. Yeah, there's 400 cops on this guy's tail.
They're on a twisting two-lane road here.
Yeah. Same four cops in the cul-de-sac.
It really is interesting that they cannot stop this. Maybe they won't. I don't know. But it's outrageous that this guy's going on his third hour, or at least second hour of this.
And yeah, we picked it up about 5 o'clock. Well, I think
he's tooling around. He's enjoying himself. But this is a radical chase. If you watch the highlights tonight, you got to watch channel, you know, 2, 4, 7, 9, whatever.
Seven has a good highlight package they've been running on a split screen.
And you got to see this tonight. I know that you're driving right now and you're bummed that you can't see it. Maybe you can pull over and pull up either Channel 4's website or Channel 7's website. The visual is unreal. So we'll follow this chase until 10 o'clock.
All right.
Then give it to Nori. What the hell?
Conway coming up.
Big dog with
Michael
this guy.
Michael Crozier has the news. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.